Yes. You have received the bill from 389. Okay. Verify me your date of birth. Verify me your date of birth. Your birthday. Happy birthday. When is your happy birthday? It's not matching. It's 1/17/1954. Are you sure? Okay. Verify me your social number. 44, 22, and after that, I'm talking to you, sir. Can you come again? Yes, go ahead. Yes, I can hear you. It's a social number? Okay, I understand. Let me check for you that your social has been correct or not, okay? Okay. And what's your name? J-A-C-K. And what's your current zip code? Okay, as I can see in my system, verify your cell phone number, first of all. No, it's not your cell phone, sir. Verify your cell phone number. It's not your cell phone number. No, it's not your cell phone number. No, you have to verify your cell phone number from your end. No, just verify. Okay, I understand. Verify your debit card number. Yes, I need the full number. 4132. Yes. Okay. Okay. Can you come again? Yes. 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 Okay. Now just allow me a quick moment, okay? Just hold the line. Just allow me a quick moment, okay? Don't hang up this line. Just hold the line for a few moments. Let me check for you, okay? Just hold the line. Okay. So, as I can see in my system, sir, there is a 3 PayPal account has been registered under your information from multiple locations. The location are Ohio, New Jersey and Texas. So do you visited these places by any chance in this few months? Okay, in that case, sir, it's highly possibility chance that there are some fraud people who are misuse your personal information without a knowledge and without a permission. And they have created a 3 fake PayPal account from multiple locations. So now we have to stop all this transaction because, sir, if you are not the one who made this purchase, then money should not be debited from your banking account, right? Because you are not the one who made this purchase, correct? Yes. Now for this payment option, sir, the fraud people are misuse a multiple of banking account. There have a more than 10 bank account has been created under your information. So I do believe you don't have multiple bank account, right? So they have a more than 10 bank account has been registered under your information. So they have a more than 10 bank account. So let me do one thing for you, okay? I'll put a red flag each and every bank which have been registered under your information except your ones. So do you remember only the name of the bank which bank you're banking with? So easily I can put a red flag each and every bank except your ones. Okay, apart from the Chase Bank, do you have any other account? Okay. Now just allow me a quick moment. Let me do my paperwork for you. Let me send the email to your bank, then I'll back to you as soon as possible, okay? Just allow me a quick moment, okay? Thank you. Yes, I have already forwarded all this information to the fraud department of your bank. Now, shortly, while patching my call to your fraud department of a Chase Bank, explain them each and everything. They are the only one who can cancel this transaction, okay? Just hold the line for a few moments. Let me patch my call to your bank. Thank you.
Hello. Yeah, welcome to Chase Bank Fraud Department. This is Mike William. How can I help you today? So, are you the account holder from our bank? Okay. So before we proceed further, let me confirm. I'm talking to the account holder, Mr. Jack Davis, and your zip code, sir, 10023. And confirm me, like, which number is registered to your account, the phone number. Number that is registered to your account, the last four. To whom, sir? PayPal. But right now, your call is connected to your bank fraud department and in headquarters. In order to go ahead and provide you the information regarding these charges, I have to make sure that we are talking to the right person, to the right account holder from our bank. 422, sir, hold on. Come back again from the beginning, from the starting. And do you have a debit card from our bank? Confirm me the last four digits of the card, of your debit card. 4522, that's the last four of your debit card. 4252. Mr. Davis, I'm asking you to confirm me the last four digits of your card, the debit card, 4522. Okay, and what type of account do you hold with our Chase and credit card? Before you got charged from the PayPal for $389, what is the last balance you had in your checking account? The last balance, $8,000. And what about your savings, $60,000? Give me a quick moment, Mr. Davis. Let me go ahead and run a full security check on your account. Let me go ahead and run a full security scan and I'll be back to you with all the information, alright? Holding the line, Mr. Davis, are you still connected to me? Okay, I just run a full security check on your account and I can see that apart from the transaction that took place in your account, for Norton LifeLock Protection over $300, there is two more pre-approved transfers that took place in your account for a huge amount. So I want to ask you, apart from you, do anybody have an access to your account or are you the single account holder from our bank. And have you ever made any transactions like this morning, a huge amount of transfer to any company's account last week? Okay, so as this is a pre-approved from transfers that took place in your account for a huge amount over $10,000 and $15,000, what I need to do in order to stop this pre-approved transaction, the bank server doesn't allow us to cancel it. So we need to register this case to the US government, to the federal officer. In order to register this case, we need a valid ID proof of yours to make sure for the federal officer whom they are going to investigate. So do you know, sir, like how to take a picture and send it to a number? And do you have a driving license with you? Or do you have a state ID of yours? You do have it. Do one thing. Take a picture of the front side of your driving license. Clear picture. Just the front side. Basically, we are not the local banker and we don't work at the local branch. We are from the headquarters. We report directly to the US government. So regarding this transaction, no. I'm telling you that we are from the headquarters and we are located in the New York State. So what I'm going to do now, I'm gonna register this case to the Federal Trade Commission, to the FTC officers, because this might be a case of an identity theft and you can be a victim of an online fraud as well as a victim of an identity fraud, correct? Because you haven't made any pre-approved transfers from your savings account this morning for $10,000 and for $14,000. You haven't made any transfers. So what I want you to do, in order to stop this transaction that took place in your account, we have to register a case against the FTC department. So in order to register your case, we need your valid ID proof so that the FTC will get the notify for whom they are going to investigate, for whom they are going to, you know, had a word with you, and they need to make sure that they are talking with the right person. Do you have a number for them? And do you think that the federal officer normally respond to a random calls? They are the federal officer who is associated with the government. I agree with you, sir. But you know, the thing is that, Mr. Davis, we are not allowed to disclose the federal officer number. See, we have a system-generated number where we can contact the officer directly from our system. We are not going to do anything. We are just going to transfer your call. Yeah, but for that we have to appoint the officer. We need to take the appointment. That is the reason I'm asking you to send me a valid ID proof. It could be anything. Your driving license, your state ID. Something which has your name on it. Write down my office direct line number. That is from my department. That is 564-249-5559. First send me a text message saying hi. And after that, once we got your ID, I will let you know what is the next procedure. First send me a text message. Let me check. Yeah, I got the message. Now take a picture of your ID and send it to that number directly. Just the front side of the card where your name has on it, okay? And after that, I will let you know the next procedure. No problem, take your time. You send it to that number? What ID you send it to? Your state ID. Let me check once. Stay on the line, hold on, okay? And who is that lady? Your sister, and you're fucking your sister? Oh my god. I like it if it was your sister. No, that's enough for me. You made my day, thank you for calling us, you have a good day.